Moses Malone is considered one of the greatest centers in NBA history. He only spent a few seasons with the Philadelphia 76ers, mostly in the 1980s, playing alongside fellow Hall of Famer Julius Erving. But they were memorable seasons. Tonight, the team will honor Malone by retiring his number 2 jersey during a halftime ceremony. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Malone won't see his name hang from the rafters in South Philly. He died from heart disease in 2015. And yet the big man's banner bears his touch. Sixers president Chris Heck says Malone made an unusual request before accepting the honor.
The one trade-off was that every single player he played with on the 76ers, that their names would be etched into the banner.
It was classic Malone, a bona fide superstar with little appetite for the limelight. Aaron McKee grew up in North Philly and played for the Sixers for almost a decade, including the team that went to the NBA Finals in 2001. He says Malone was a fan favorite because he tried to put the spotlight on others.
Everything about Philadelphia was Moses Malone. He was blue collar, he was hardworking, he was selfless. He was just a great teammate, just a good man, and all you want to do is punch that clock, go out there and do his job, and, you know, go home.
Malone is also beloved because he helped the Sixers win a championship in 1983, the first and only one of his long career. The franchise hasn't won it all since.
Julius has his ring. Moses Malone did what Philadelphia wanted him to do. The champions of the NBA 1982-83.
The team ripped through the playoffs, beating Magic Johnson's Los Angeles Lakers in the finals. Sports columnist Mark Wicker wrote about the Sixers back then. He says Malone predicted the team would dominate the postseason.
Before the playoffs, they asked him if it would be tougher to win the playoffs than the regular season. And Moses said, no, it'll be easier. It's going to be faux, meaning they're going to win, they're going to sweep every series, in 4 games. And turned out to be 4-5-4 because they lost one game to Milwaukee. But, that type of assurance that he had that, no matter what happened in the game, they kept playing. They didn't lose any of their confidence. In fact, on their championship rings that year in 83, along with all the other stuff on there, it says 4-5-4.
Malone provided 2 things, rebounds and points off those rebounds. Bobby Jones played forward on that championship team. He says Malone was particularly gifted on the offensive glass, often grabbing multiple rebounds on the same possession before stuffing it through the hoop.
It was like the tide. When the tide is coming in, you just can't stop the tide. And that's what he was like on the basketball court. When he wanted to score, they weren't going to stop him. Now, they may foul him, but he could shoot free throws. He was a good free throw shooter, so it didn't matter. We were going to get points.
Malone retired in 1995 after 19 seasons in the NBA. Along with that ring, he was named the league's most valuable player 3 times, an all-star 12 times. Heck, the Sixers president hopes this year's team thinks of those accomplishments when they see Malone's banner.
Maybe this is just a little piece of extra inspiration that helps bond the team together and grow to be a champion one day.
Because there will never be another Moses Malone. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.